All right, Perek Vav, we are continuing a similar theme to what we saw in Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, Yirmiyahu comes to the Beis HaMikdash, gives this really, really terrible description of what is going to be and why it's going to be that way. And Perek Vav, many of the Mefarshim understand that it's either it's the same Nevuah, or that it's an additional Nevuah, which happens a little bit later, but we're going to see. This is sort of how we ended off yesterday. Was what is the reaction of Am Yisrael to these types of Nevuahs? So today we're going to do Perek Vav, and then tomorrow it's really going to be sporadic. We're going to see a number of different prakim relating to Yirmiyahu's life as a whole. So let's get started. Bereishis Mamlachos Yehoyakim Ben Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda Haya Dvar Hazeh Meis Adonai Lemor. Ko Amar Adonai Amod B'Chatzar Beis Adonai V'Dibarta Al Kol Arei Yehuda Habayim Lishtachavos Beis Adonai Es Kol Advarim Asher Tzivisicha L'Daber Alehem Al Tigra Davar. So first of all, the introduction over here is a similar introduction to Perek Zayin, which obviously causes some of the Mefarshim to say, oh, this is the same thing. We're going to see the content is very similar as well, but there definitely is something in addition over here, at least in this pasuk, which is Al Tigra Davar. Like, as if there was a Hava Amina that Yirmiyahu wasn't really going to say over everything, because Baruch Hu has to clarify, don't leave anything out. Ulai Yishma'u V'yashuvu Ish Midarko Hara V'nichamti Al Hara Asher Anochi Choshev La'asos Lahem Mipnei Ro'a Ma'alehem. And now over here, there's also an element that there wasn't in Perek Zayin. And that's the element of maybe things will change. There is a possibility that things won't have to end up that they do. Ulai. Ulai yishmu v'yeshuv. Pasuk dal. V'amart alehem ko amar Adonai. In lo tishmu elai lalachas b'torasi asher nasati lefneichem. If you don't follow in my ways. Lishmo al divrei avadai hanavim asher anochi sholeach aleichem v'hashkeim v'shaloach v'lo shamatem. You're not listening to the Navim that I send you on a daily basis. V'nasati es abayis hazeh keshilo. V'esair hazos etein leklala lechol goyei haaretz. So obviously we've heard this dimayon before. To Shilo. So that's what causes some of the Mefarshim to say that this is really the same Nevuah. Now, it's possible that this was just a theme which Yirmiyahu spoke about a lot because he saw that it dafka hit people in a very deep way. So now let's take a look at what the reaction is. Vayishmu ha-kohanim va-nevim v'chol ha'am es Yirmiyahu medaber es ha-dvarim ha'elu beis Adonai. So they hear. So there's a few groups. There's the kohanim, there's the nevim, and when we say nevim, we mean nevi'ei sheker. And all of the other people, and they hear it. Vayika chalos Yirmiyahu lidaber es kol asher tziva Adonai lidaber es kol el kol ha'am. Vayitfesu osu ha-kohanim v'hanavim v'chol ha'am leimor mos tamus. They grab him and they say, that's it, you're going to get killed. We're done hearing all of this craziness from you, Yirmiyahu. Madu ani besa v'shem Adonai leimor kishilo yeh habayis hazeh v'ir hazos techarav me'in yoshev. Who gave you the authority to say such things about the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is going to be like, Shiloh Chas V'Shalom. Vayikahel Kol Ha'am El Yirmiyahu B'Bayis B'Beis Adonai. So the whole Yerushalayim gets together, and this is what we call the Mishpat Yirmiyahu. This is a Mishpat. And now, as we can tell, this Mishpat isn't so even, but it's the Mishpat. Vayishmu sarei Yehuda es hadvarim ha'ila ve'ya'alum min beis ha'melech beis Adonai v'yeshvu bepetach shar Adonai ha'chadash. And now who are these sarei Yehuda? Leaders. Kanirah some form of judges. These judges here, they're in the palace and they come to hear what's going on. Vayomru ha'kohanim v'anevim el ha'sarim v'al kol ha'am le'mor. Mishpat maves le'ish hazeh. So they present, the Kohanim and the Nevi'im present in front of these judges that Yirmiyahu is Chayev Misa, because he says these things about that the Churban is going to come. Vayomer Yirmiyahu, El Kol Asarim Ve'El Kol Ha'am Lemor, Adonai shalachani lehinavel habayis hazeh veleir hazos. It's called Advarim Asher Shamatem. Kosh Baruch Hu sent me. Like, there's nothing I can do about that. Va'ata heitivu darchechem umalechem vishim'u bekol Adonai Eloichem. Va'inachim Adonai esara asher diber alechem. Maybe if you just change your ways and you try to stop killing me, it's not me. It's you guys. If you change your ways, maybe things will change. Vani hinani biyadchem asuli katov vekayashar beinichem. You know what? Honestly, do whatever you want. You want to kill me? You can kill me. You want to hurt me? You want to hurt me? Ach yadoa teidu. But just you should know. Ki mimesim atem osi ki dam naki atem nosnim alechem. Right. But if you do kill me, know that this is dam naki. Right, and the blood of my blood is going to be on your hands, not only on you. Nosnim aleichem ve'el ha'ir hazos ve'el yoshveh. It's going to show that it's not only you guys that are doing this. You're doing this on behalf of the city, on behalf of the people of the city. Ki be'emesh alchein yadonai aleichem ledaber ba'oznechem eskol advarim ha'ila. Now, I tend to ask myself sometimes. You know, we read these psukim, and when we think of Nevi'im, we think that, I don't know, maybe this is just the way that I think about it is, sometimes I ask myself, like, what tone is this pasuk being said? You know, like, what's the tone? What's the vibe? So we could generally understand that this is a tense sort of situation. But I could just hear, like, he just keeps on repeating the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. Now, is it a Nebach HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me? Is it a strong HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me? Is it both? Right? Because in the first Pasuk, in Pasuk Yedaled, he says, Vani hinini biyadchem. Like, you could do whatever you want. It's almost like a sense of Yeish. Right, but then he says, "No, no, no! But if you do kill me, so then know that it's dan naki." So there's a lot of ups and downs over here, and we're going to see that's part of being the navi. Is part of being the navi is experiencing the roller coaster of emotions. Right, the person who's moser nefesh to give over this message to Am Yisrael, and it takes a toll emotionally on a person. Okay, vayomru hasarim. So now the judges or these people, these leaders, say back. Vayomru hasarim v'chol ha'am el ha'koanim ve'el ha'navim. Ein la'ish hazeh mishpat maves, ki b'shem Adonai Eloheinu diber eleinu. No. They stand up and they start getting behind Yirmiyahu and they said, no. This guy's right. He was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayakumu anashim miziknei haaretz, vayomru al kol kahal ha'am leimor. And now they get up. These other people, these zikanim, probably people who are shomer Torah and mitzvos, people, supporters of Yirmiyahu, they get up and they say, Micha hamorashti haya niba b'yimei chizkiyo melech Yehuda. Vayomer al kol ha'am Yehuda leimor. Ko amar Adonai tzevaos. Tzion sadeh techaresh, v'yushalayim iyim tiyeh v'har habayis l'bamos yar. So who is this Micha? Sefer Micha. Okay, we didn't get to it. Okay? But Sefer Micha. Micha from Morasha, the Morashti. Okay, not the camp. Okay, the real Morasha. Okay? Micha Morashti. He was a Navi in the Tkufa of Yishayahu. Right, of Chizkiyahu. And these people stand up and they say, this isn't the first time that a Navi is coming out and saying that there's going to be a Churban. This isn't the first time. Look at Micha. Micha in the times of Chizkiyahu said to Chizkiyahu that there was going to be a Churban. And I would add, Yishayahu also said the same thing, there was going to be a Churban. Right? At the end of the whole Hatzalah of Chizkiyahu, what happened? After the whole miracle, right, what do we remember? The king from Bavel comes and he shows him what? Guys, you remember this? And he shows him the treasures, he shows him everything, and Yishayahu comes and loses it. And he says, just like you showed him the entire treasures, so too Melech Bavel is going to come and take everything that you have. So these people are standing up and they're saying, there's a precedence for this. This isn't the first person who's done this, right? Micha also did this. He said that Sion Sadeh Techarish, Yerushalayim is going to be like a plowed field. It's not going to be anything left of it. Harabayis is going to be Bamos Yar. Yates. Hahemes, Hemisihu, Chizkio Melech Yehuda V'chol Yehuda. Did Chizkio get up and kill Micha for these words? Did he kill Yeshayahu? Although the answer was that Menashe probably killed Yeshayahu. But did Chizkio kill Micha? There's a precedence for this. Halo yarei es Adonai v'yachal es pnei Adonai v'yinachem Adonai es hara asher diber alehem. Remember, Chizkio was al saf ha-churban. Sanherib was on the outside of the walls. Right? And it was possible that there was going to be a churban there. But Chizkio davens, Am Yisrael davens, and they change their ways. And what? They do some form of tshuva. And because of that tshuva, Sanherib isn't successful in this campaign against Yerushalayim. So then, if Micha, if Yeshayahu, if all these people were able to say what they said, all these terrible nevuas, that there was going to be Churban, and it didn't happen, you know why it didn't happen? It didn't happen because they listened, and they tried to change their ways. Did they kill him? No. Ve'anachnu osim ra gdula al nafshoseinu. But look what we're about to do. We're about to put this Navi to death. Now the next pasuk kaf, we're going to read it in two different ways, and you can tell me, you guys can suggest what way could be, what you think is more convincing. The next pasuk or the next few psukim is either a continuation of the same people coming to support Yirmiyo, or it's the other side. Right, or it's the opposition. So what should we read it like the first time?
Continuation.
Let's go with you, Max. You want to do opposition?
No. Probably the first one.
First. Okay. Let's say a continuation.
No one was answering.
So vegam. So now vegam. We're mamish. We're so close.
Mamish.
Okay, but okay, but slow down. That's true. That's true. Okay, there's going to be many things going on for Tu B'Shvat. Okay, we're going to bring the whole SFW. It's going to be a big. Why you Torah? Tu B'Shvat. I get confused.
All right. That's how PJF.
All right. All right, Rabbi Sain. So let's do. What did we say we were gonna do? We were gonna vegam, a continuation. Vegam Ishaya misnabe b'shem Adonai Uriyahu ben Shmayahu mikiryas hayarim. Vayinave ala irazos vala aretzazos kechol divrei Yirmiyahu. There was also Yirmiyah. There was also this Uriah. Who is this Uriah? No, not the Uriah Chiti. Okay, Uriah from Kiryas Yarim. Uriah ben Shmayahu. And he also said the same things about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is going to be destroyed, just like Yirmiyo. Vayishma ha-melech Yehoyakim v'chol giborav v'chol ha-sarim es devarav. Vayivakesh ha-melech ha-miso. Right? And so this was also in the times of Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim heard what Uriyahu had to say, and the king wanted to kill him. Vayishma Uriyahu vayira vayivrach vayavo Mitzrayim. So what did Uriyahu do? Uriyahu booked. He got out of there. He ran to Mitzrayim. However, vayishlach hamelech Yehoyakim anashim Mitzrayim al el nasad ben achbor v'anashim ito el Mitzrayim. But the king, in his rishus, sent all the way to Mitzrayim, El Nasan ben Achbor and all these other people. Vayotziu es Uriyahu mimitzrayim, v'yeviu el amelech Yehoyakim, v'yakehu b'charev, v'yashleich es nivlaso el kivrei b'nei ha'am. Ach yad ech... Okay. Tov. So that's the end of what they say. So how did we read it according to a continuation? What's the continuation over here? The first people, the first person, Micha Hamorashti, right? They said, no one killed him, so why should we kill him? Why should we kill Yirmiyahu? Why should we kill Yirmiyahu? Now, a continuation of that svar would be to tell us this story, to show us how tragic what can actually happen, is that they actually did kill a Navi. They did kill this Navi, and how tragic and how terrible it was that Yoyakim actually went and extracted him from Mitzrayim, right? And then we have to look back what is missing here at the end, which is Va'anachnu Osim Ra'a Gdola Al Nafshoseinu, right? And this is a terrible thing that we're bringing upon ourselves. Now, how do we read it the other way? Yeah?
That we did this before and nothing bad happened. Why can't we do it again?
This is a raya that we should be killing people who say things again. No, so Micha is an exception to the rule, really. We saw Yishayahu said bad things, Menashe killed him. We see Uriyahu kills him, or Uriyahu says bad things, and we kill him. So that's, now the problem is with that reading, is first of all, why is it Vigam? Right? First of all, why is it Vigam? And not only is that the problem is Vigam, is that there's also like there's no clear change in person in the speech. Meaning like it's not like, and then they responded in the following way. However, some of the Farshim weren't bothered by that. This is a tofah that you could find in the Tanakh, especially in the Neviim Achronim, is that the fluidity between different speakers isn't always cut off by an end of a pasuk and Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Limor. Right? There's not always that. Because it's more poetic. Like in general, it's much more the pesukim are much more fluid. We'll see sometimes that the Navi will be describing a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and it's not always clear like who's speaking at what time, right? But either way, these are the two ways of reading it. So what's more convincing? What's more convincing?
Mistama
number one.
I think
number two. Number two? Let's vote. What's more convincing, number one or number two? One, raise your hand. Two, raise your hand. I don't know. I honestly, I could.
Don't
believe that. Huh? You saw in the Farshim.
Yeah.
So what? Rashi says that these are the divrei tzaddikim, right? Vamdu rishayim. Sorry, v'amru gam ish misnabe. Right. That the vegam is the rishayim. Right. Okay. So there are other mifarshim that don't say like that. I think it's the Mahari Kra, who was one of the students of Rashi. Okay. Ach, Pasuk Kavdalet. Ach Yad Achikam ben Shafan Haisa Es Yirmiyahu Levilti Teis Oso Biyad Ha'am Lahamiso. But what happened? Achikam ben Shafan somehow miraculously got Yirmiyahu out of this. Now, the end of this perek sort of shows us that what? That maybe the better kriya, the better read, is that the Rishayim said this about Uriyahu, and therefore they sort of paskin that what? That they were going to kill him. And then this Achikam ben Shafan somehow was kind of a very powerful person and was able to extract Yirmiyahu in a way which they didn't actually kill him. And they didn't hurt him this time. But we're going to see, Bezrat Hashem, that this isn't so pashut, and this isn't the first, it's not the last time that Yirmiyahu is going to be put on the front stage and his life is going to be at at stake. Yeah, I'm saying he has a really hard life. He has a really, really hard life. Shafan, right? Shafan. We've heard the name Shafan, and Bechlal Shafan was a very, very popular name back then. I'm not sure what it means.
Why is the bad guy named Akbor and the good guy's name is Shafan?
I don't know.
Rabbit and like the rat.
Shafana is a?
High
A Hyrax. What's that?
The rabbit.
A rock rabbit. Tov. Okay. All right, Tov. Shkoyach, guys. All right. Okay.